Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
B104.3, yeah. It's time to get to action. Because it's Thursday, right? 8:04, and time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kane. How you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
You're a liar.
I'm amazing. I'm over the moon excited.
You just are happy to be here. That's what it is.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I'll give you that.
I'm pretty stoked.
You're so 1985. I'm stoked, man. Stoked to be here. Happy to be here. Happy to be represent. Yeah. You're ridiculous.
Okay. Far out.
Far out, man. So, question.
Yeah.
How do I say this? Do you have, if you're just joining us, this is Coffee with Kane. We do this every Thursday. Sometimes I have celebrities. Sometimes I have my family members. Sometimes there are staff members. It all depends on what is happening at the moment. And at the moment, I have a question for you, Mr. Kane. What's your favorite unwritten rule that more people need to hear?
Oh, man. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you think about it, and I will name a couple.
Okay.
That really... listen. Do not use a speakerphone in a public space. That is an unwritten rule for me. I do not need to hear about your mom's surgery results.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know what happened.
An unwritten rule.
Yes.
We should put that out there.
Favorite unwritten rule. You don't have one?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay. How about this? If somebody is excited about something, let them be excited about it. You don't have to understand it to be kind to them.
True. Very true. I mean, can see that.
You are excited about Jesus.
I do like my son Jesus.
People should let you.
Okay.
Actually, they that's how you earn your living.
They let me do it. They let me go about my business.
I am excited about the Kardashian alert, and people let me.
Yeah.
Some people don't like it.
We let you, though.
I get to do that. Here's a question. Do you pull over for emergency vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you do.
And I pull over for funerals.
Okay. I don't think that everybody follows both of those rules.
I think it's a law that you're supposed to pull over for someone with lights on. Though.
Yeah, I think that it is. I'm pretty sure that you're supposed to pull over for emergency vehicles. But I don't believe that it is a law. It is common old school courtesy, though, to pull over for a funeral.
Sure.
But I don't know that everybody does that either. So
I think it's nice.
I think it's a nice old school kind of way of existing.
Well, and if you can't pause for 2 minutes to, I don't know, honor somebody, come on.
Agreed.
Give yourself 2 minutes to just be something.
Yeah. Agreed. I agree. So, what else? Of course, you're going to agree with this one. Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
It's sort of the tenets of your profession as a pastor.
It kind of goes along with the whole, do unto others.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it doesn't have, you don't have to be a believer in any kind of religion to understand that being nice to other people will in turn allow them to be nice to you.
True.
I mean, that's good morals. It has less to do with any type of particular religion and more to do with society.
Aren't morals across the board, though, something that like social mores, things that are generally accepted by the public as being true or appropriate?
They should be.
Yeah. And so anything that falls into those categories, I'm like, yeah, that is something I wish more people knew.
I agree. I think we've got to end the ridiculously high level of entitlement that a lot of people have and go back to just basic civility in all levels of society.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just be civil to each other. Okay, what? Let's see.
Why can't we all get along?
What's another? Let's see. Another. I got these all from Reddit, by the way.
Okay.
So people are usually pretty brutally honest on Reddit.
Yeah.
When you're on the airplane deboarding, keep walking.
Oh yeah.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Get off the plane. Don't stop in the middle of the jetway.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that I did when I was a flight attendant that are like social norms that people just don't do.
They don't understand. And you don't have to stand up the moment the plane door opens.
Especially if you're in the back.
Yes.
You know,
just
it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while before all those people toward the front get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about this one? Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Well,
I don't follow that rule.
I don't want to say anything.
You're hilarious. Listen, I know you're a very good listener.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. And sometimes I have to ask you for your opinion or a response, whereas you rarely have to ask me for my opinion or a response because I've already volunteered it before you asked.
That is so accurate. I mean, what I meant to say was, I sure love you.
Sorry. I'm a helper. I'm one of those people that Mr. Rogers would look for.
Giver.
I'm a helper. Look for the helpers. Okay, here's some others. Leave it better than you found it. Mm-hmm. Clean up your trash. Just if you walk out of a space and leave your things behind, don't do that.
Like a scout thing.
Yeah, it is. You know? It is. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, American whatever scouts. Be a fountain, not a drain.
A fountain, not a drain. All right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
In other words, stop sucking all the oxygen out of the room, Audra.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Fill up the gas tank of a car after you use it.
Oh, my gosh. Drives me nuts.
No, but you have done that to me.
You've done it to me a lot more than I've done it to you.
It's your job.
Yeah.
Please do notice that I requested that we stop for gas last night before we even left the house.
Yes, you did, which I'm very thankful for.
Because I knew that the car needed gas. Be kind. Be nice, kind always. You have no idea. Okay, this is an important one. I have a shirt that says, you have no idea what battles someone else is fighting or something like that. I can't remember. But
yeah.
You have no idea what another person might be going through. You've got to be nice to people.
Yeah, it's true.
Because even if they have that look of on their face, maybe their mom was just diagnosed with cancer, or maybe their partner was just diagnosed with cancer, or maybe their, you know, someone in their family died, or their dog died, or they just got fired from their job, or their car broke down and they don't have the money to get it fixed. You have no idea what's going on someone.
So true.
And so sometimes you have to look past the look on their face and offer them a little bit of kindness. Okay, these are all unwritten rules that more people need to hear. Don't ask people what they do for work 5 seconds after you meet them.
That's true.
What do you ask them?
What'd you major in college?
No, you don't.
No, I'm just kidding. I just want to know more about people. But I don't talk necessarily about what their profession was right away.
Yeah. This person on Reddit said, ask them what they're into instead. Way more interesting and way less soul crushing.
Oh, yeah.
If the person does not identify with or hates their job, they don't want to talk about it. If you're a bean pusher, bean counter, not bean pusher, sorry. If you're a bean counter, then you may not want to talk about your job, or maybe you're unemployed. That's not by choice. So right. That's a ick. Yeah. Asking people about their hobbies.
Yeah.
It's hard to, how do you just launch into that though? What are your hobbies?
What do you like to do? Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, that's a nice way to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, no, that works. I've tried it. I've seen it happen.
We were talking to someone new the other day, and I intuitively understood what she worked in by the way other people were talking to her and the stuff they were talking about. And so I didn't ask about her job.
Yeah.
And she didn't ask about my job for a long time.
Yeah.
Somebody asked about it last night, and I was like, I know you laugh at me, but I roll my eyes because sometimes it sounds ridiculous for me to say out loud what I do for a living.
I like to tell everybody you're famous.
No, stop. Please don't get into that.
And I'm an influencer.
No, stop it. Why does that have to come up every week when we talk?
Well, because it's my identity.
It is not your identity.
It's the funny that it's not true that it makes me want to bring it up.
Yes.
I'm so hilarious. Not an influencer.
That, I don't know about that. Maybe on the radio you're not. But I would hope that as a pastor, you influence people to be kind and follow the unwritten rules that no one follows.
But all my TikTok viewers.
Oh my gosh. How many people follow you on TikTok?
One. Yeah, just one.
I don't know how many I have on TikTok.
But they all think I'm a great influencer. What am I going to say? Nothing. What else is on your list?
Last one is put your phone down when someone's talking to you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a huge pet peeve.
Why is that a pet peeve of yours?
It's just because I want people to listen to me with their eyes.
Listen with your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I got
you. Makes me feel better. In all of the lists, though, I still haven't come up with anything specifically that I have. Those were all good ones.
The last one is for you. From me.
Okay.
Put your phone down. Because you, in the middle of my sentence, look at your phone. And I'm like, no. I'm trying to tell you something important. I'm not talking about Kim Kardashian. I'm talking about the phone bill.
Yeah, but you act like it's in the middle of what you say, but I've already checked out before you started talking. I'm just kidding. That was mean.
Okay. All right, well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Anything else on the list?
No.
I'll do better with my phone.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, okay. We got to go.
I know. It's time.
I know. But if we have anything else left to talk about, please put your phone down while we're doing it.
Yeah. Later.
Okay, bye.